And on Saturday, when I was down there with the other people who were walking to see it, not a person said they didn't want for us to move forward and restore a better.
What do you call when a group of idiots, liars, and thieves get together? A Congress, or in this case, County Council. And today on ET Investigations, we're going to call out the lies in the swamp. Today on ET Investigations, y'all stay tuned. Welcome, friend, to another episode of ED Investigation. I am your host, Pope Chop, and today we're covering the fallout from the flooding of the Swamp Park and Julie Byrne's Vision 2030, his central planning boondoggle. Kershaw County meeting on February 11, 2020 was the first meeting after the flood on the Wateree River flooded the park, and was as we reported on the last episode. As the flood waters recede from the swamp park, Julie Byrne, like every other politician, resorted to lying to cover his ass. The fireworks began when Jimmy Jones started talking about the underwater real estate, which clearly upset Julie Byrne, and he was prepared to defend his vision of the swamp. Let's first listen to Councilman Jones' comments on what he calls the underwater real estate. Go ahead, Jimmy.
I see, I told you so, and I'm going to say I was right. The bottom line is the underwater real estate was underwater. And, you know, we put thousands of dollars worth of work in the road, the rock, and, you know, we purchased it for $425,000. We put another $400,000 on the table, on the shelves, to do upgrades and make some things happen. Here's my issue. Here's my issue with this. I don't support that. Haven't then, won't now. Even though we changed the name, that's not going to get me to support putting money into it.
Now this, it clearly upset Julie Byrne, but Julie Byrne knew this was coming because he knew when the swamp park flooded that Jimmy Jones was going to say something at this meeting. And because of our last video, all the people that have watched it, Julie Byrne knows that everybody is laughing at him and calls this thing crazy. And so he was already prepared. So here is Julie Byrne trying to defend the swamp park and all this vision, boondoggles and all. Let's listen to, go ahead there, Julie Byrne.
And on Saturday, when I was down there with the other people who were walking to see it, not a person said they didn't want for us to move forward and restore Veterans Park, and it will be, as it water receded in about 30 hours. 30 hours of water for 4.5 years since that place was last flooded. Not
lie number one. He said not a single person up on that bridge said anything negative about the park. And I suppose everyone that gathered on the bridge was there to support the swamp park. And if we are to believe Julie Byrne, they must have cheered when Julie came out to meet them. It's probably, yay, Julie Byrne, thank you for the swamp park. So lie number two. Julie Byrne, it's been 4 years since the swamp flooded. Well, that's just bullcrap, because it flooded last year, and the year before that it didn't flood, but it's flooded many times. Even when I was a little lamb, I used to put in a boat right there where the swamp park is right now, and we didn't even have to drive down the road very far. So he's flooded many times, and Julie Byrne is lying when he says it was 4 years ago. Julie Burns, you wouldn't have no pairs of pants if your pants caught on fire every time you told a little fib and a white lie, from what everybody tells me. Now, Julie Burns, you know damn well that the damn floodwaters was still up in the damn field, in the swamp, the very day you talking about, and that was on February 11th, and here it is on Valentine's Day, and the water's still up in there. Now, where'd you get that it's all receded and everything and all that? Lie, lie, pants on fire yet again, Julie Burns. What in the world are you trying to tell everybody? Blow smoke up of everybody's doo-doo poo-poo shoot.
Secondly, on parks that matter, other parks have flooded. If you're going to be next to a river, you're going to flood. If you're going to have a river walk, you're going to flood. Columbia's did, Greenville did, Rock Hill did, Augusta did. And the one across the river, Camden, theirs flooded. But they're now all dry and occupied. So having a park and giving quality of life and access to the natural resources of this county are an amazing plus.
So Julie Burns lists all these parks that's flooded and everything is justification, but you know, that's like saying everyone is jumping off the cliff, so oh come on y'all, let's go over here and jump off the cliff too. Why in the world would you do that? He wants to make it just like all Columbia and Greenville and Hilton Head with the signs, ordinances and all, and then little green streets with bicycle paths everywhere, and you can't find the store because you can't see the signs. Julie Burns, this ain't Hilton Head, and this ain't Columbia, this is Kershaw County. Let's listen to Julie Burns as he explains this meeting that he had with a lady over in West Walter Reed about these here Vision 2030.
And the young lady told us that having a vision matters, and she went through the book with us. She said that having a commitment to public health, such as we do with Katherine Johnson, thank you for coming tonight, from our community health improvement plan, matters. And she also said it matters that we have a park. And with the help of Mr. Connell and our rec services and Mr. Carpenter, we're now going to put a park out there. Parks matter for quality of life. And she is delighted to be adjacent to a park with her business that will make a difference.
Lie number three, Julie makes it sound like this lady called the county for a meeting because she had found this Vision 2030 booklet. If I had to guess, it was Julie Burns and the Gang of Three who initiated the meeting, and it was Julie who brought the vision to her. We should not be surprised. She supports the vision, as it was the healthcare industry that pushed the Bicycle, Pedestrian, and Greenway Act, and then got it added to the Vision 2030 package as a whole. This is all propaganda by design, and Julie Burns, Ben Cornell, as well as this lady, planned the whole thing. It's fake news. Ain't it funny how this young lady all of a sudden pops up when we're talking about the swamp park and the flooding and all, and she comes along and she says she supports the vision and wants the county to build a park over near her new business so that they don't have to build a park and they can use the park for free and we had to pay for it. Ain't that very nice? The park Julie refers to had been part of the plan for that property since it was purchased over a decade and a half ago. Julie Burns wants us to believe that this is something new. It's all meant to distract us. You look over here, don't look over there. Look over here at this pretty park we're going to build, and don't look over here at the flooded park that we already have. That's what all this is about. He wants to obfuscate and lie and tell all kinds of misrepresentations and have fake news. You think fake news is just CNN and Fox and MSNBC and all that, but it ain't. It's right here in your backyard. All the politicians do the same thing. They manufacture this bullcrap. I call Lie Lie, Pencil Fire, or Julie Byrne, Bill Connell, the Gang of Three, and all of them. All they want to do is steal from you and me to build socialist utopia. This is all CYA. If y'all don't know what that means cover your ass. So they will lie and fabricate support and put lipstick on this here pig if that's what it takes to fool us into supporting this central planning nightmare. Manufacture the illusion of consensus as a defense. Look here, not there. Divert attention. This is fake news manufactured by Julie Burns and the Gang of Three in unison with special interest groups. That's all it is. And we all see through this, at least the people that are paying attention. Instead, why don't they advocate voluntary groupings like bicycle riders and softball players and all that join together and form them a little 501c3 and start to raise the money needed to build these here parks. And then the bird watchers raise their money and build a little bird watching park. And the kayakers raise their money and maybe they group together. And then the next thing you know, you got whole bunches of bike paths and all that kind of stuff organically, freely, voluntarily, and not at the force of government. That what all this is special interest, you trying to use the force of government, a gun, you know, come over there and knock on your door when you don't pay your taxes and you go to jail and they sell your property. And they want to rent those forces to force you to pay for things that they want. And this is Julie Byrne's vision and the Gang of Three's vision and everybody's vision on County Council. There ain't nobody standing up against all this here boondoggle except Jimmy Jones. And even Jimmy Jones thinks some of it is okay. So politicians lie and tell all kinds of stories just to cover their ass. And today we're exposing it. So, if Julie Burns, this here conservative Republican that everybody claims he is, no. He is just like all the other Democrats and more progressive Democrats like old Sammy Tucker. They are socialists. They think government can control everything and order everybody to do all kinds of stuff. There ain't no difference between Sammy Tucker and Julie Burns and Ben Connell and David Snodgrass, the Reverend David Snodgrass, and the walrus old Tom Gardner and that idiot Al Bozar. All of them are the same. And you vote for socialism every time you go in there and you vote for Sammy Tucker or Julie Burns or any of the other ones on County Council. It don't matter because they're all socialists and fascists and they join together with big business and everything to screw me and you. That's all for today's show. This is Pork Chop. Come back soon.